come out of the game okay physically? I know you were at your normal workload.
I'm all right. It's Monday after a game, so kind of sore. But at the same time, I got to get my mind right and get ready for this Thursday night.
Tough on a short week to having played to get it ready to go back again.
Oh yeah. It's definitely different for me. Being injured. But at the same time, I know what I signed up for, and I know my team need me to play, so I'll be ready to go.
In the only way the captain can describe it, how big is this game Thursday?
Whew, it's huge. It's huge, man. Both teams are trying to fight for the division. They came to our house and they beat us, so they definitely, we tied for first with those guys, but they definitely got the upper hand right now. So this game is definitely huge. We got to go out there on Thursday. We know it's a short week and can't have no excuses. We got to go out there, execute, and be ready to play some football.
How important will it be to put the clamps on Golden Tate this time around?
Oh, it's going to be very important. He's one of their guys. He's definitely a great receiver. They got great guys in that locker room, man. Great talent on the offensive side of the ball. So we definitely know we got our hands full. But at the same time, this defense, we feel like we're ready. We let them get away last time, so we feel like we got to go out there and compete better and try to, dominate from start to finish.
You said Thursday night. I mean, it was probably just a natural slip. But, I mean, like 72 hours from now, you'll be at halftime. I mean, crazy to think just such a short week in that regard.
Why you just told me that, man? I'm hurting thinking about it. But, no, man, like I said, every team has to go through it in the NFL. Every team plays on Thursday night, so it can't be an excuse for us. We just got to go out there and play. We know what we signed up for, man. It's the NFL. I remember back in the day, some teams just had Thursday night games played on Thanksgiving. But, we got a chance to go out there and play prime time. We got to take advantage of it and execute and, try to get this win.
Have you played a Thanksgiving game before?
I've never played on Thanksgiving.
How do you feel just, playing a Thanksgiving game?
I'm excited,
everybody's
actually.
Watching while they eat and whatever.
Yeah, I'm excited, actually. Everybody get to see me play. Hopefully I can come away with the turkey leg or something,
What does it take to get the turkey leg?
Oh, I got to go out there, probably have an Xavier Rogue type game. He had this past Sunday. So if I have that type of game, we get the win. I definitely think I get it.
What was going on with that Twitter back and forth where you were reacting to what Palmer said post-game?
I'm a competitive guy. And he said he felt like his receiver was held on that play. I didn't think so at all. I'm entitled to my space. And my space was on the field. He ran directly into me, and so I jammed him up. I didn't grab. I didn't yank. I let him go. And, ball was in the air. Xavier, I don't know where he came from, but he made the play and took it 100 yards. He said, I held this guy. I didn't feel like I held him. So I'm anxious to see what the league say. I definitely want to know what he say when the league come back with the verdict and move on from that.
Captain, from a defender's eye, what does Cordarrelle do now different that makes him so powerful now?
He's been special. He's been special when he had the ball in his hand. Everybody knew that. The guy's special when he got the ball in his hand. But he's just working hard. He worked hard this offseason on his route running and learned how to get open. Mm-hmm. That was the key. He was so fast. He was doing everything so fast. He only know one speed, and that's to go fast. But sometimes you got to slow it down in your mind, slow it down on the field to find those sweet spots in the defense. And I feel like he's doing a great job at doing that. And like I said, he's definitely been special with the ball in his hand, and everybody know that.
What was the biggest takeaway you had from that last Lions game that you didn't know going in before?
I only played one series. I only played one series, and I couldn't go no more. But, I feel like our guys did defensively. They did a great job until overtime. If you look at the game, until that last drive and then overtime. If you look at the game, I think that last drive they had a total of 221 yards total. And then, I remember talking to Terrence on the sideline. I was like, man, y'all dominate this game. And, that last drive came around, they made two big plays and kicked the field goal to send it to overtime. And in overtime, they did what they want. They drove down the field and ended up getting the game-winning touchdown. So we definitely can learn how to finish better. We definitely got to learn how to finish better and just go out there and do what we're capable of doing, and that's dominate.
You mentioned having one of those Xavier Rhodes types games. Were you sensing one of those coming from him? Anytime in the season?
Well, the guy works hard. He works hard, man. You ask this guy to, play the best receiver almost every week, each and every week. He go out there, he's up for the challenge. He's so big, man. He's a big, fast guy. I didn't know he ran 22.4 yesterday with the ball in his hand. I never thought he was that fast. I think he shocked himself. I don't know if he was a little nervous by Carson Palmer chasing him or what, but he definitely was rolling. But you know that guy, man. He worked hard. He worked hard, man, on and off the field. He just want to be great, and he is definitely showing this year. And you know, like I said, hopefully I can give me one of those type of games coming soon.
Captain, some guys say they learn a lot from when they're out, and since you're never out a lot, did you learn something either about this team defensively or in general or yourself when you were watching?
When I watched the game, like I said, I watched the game, and me and Adrian kind of texting each other back and forth talking about it. You seem like you see a lot when you're watching the game. You know, you see stuff, and I knew the coverage the guys was in and things like that. So I was like, man, if we could have just did this, did that. And you kind of like, man, oh, man, if I was out there, what would have happened? So you kind of try to put yourself in the guy's shoes that was playing that Sunday. And you definitely see a whole lot when you're out. You definitely think, man, if I would have did this, if I would have been there, I would have did this. And you never know till you put in that situation. So you live and you learn from that. And I'm just happy I had the opportunity to play, you know, on this past Sunday. I didn't feel pretty well about, you know, my injury. But at the same time, like I said, I feel like I've been blessed. And I got the opportunity to play. So I'm happy about that.
Considering how close you are to Adrian, think we might see him again this year?
Oh, man. You know, he's a workaholic. He's a workaholic. You know, I wouldn't put nothing past this guy. I wouldn't definitely put nothing past this guy. He's a fast healer. His makeup about himself is definitely a fighter. So, you know, we'll see. You know, I think so. But at the same time, you never know. That's a tough injury to come back from. He got to think about his career, you know. But he's a guy. He want to come out there and help the team win. And that's all. One thing is on his mind. He want to win that Super Bowl. So he feel like if he can come back and definitely contribute to us winning, he definitely will do it.
Do you change anything this week then, coming off this game, that you're glad to be back in and having a short one, or you'd be a little more cautious?
No. I'm full go. I'm full go. I'm ready to roll. Like I said, everybody have to play these Thursday night games. They play the game on Sunday too, so we can't use that as an excuse like, oh man, they had a longer break than us. No, they played the same game on Sunday. They had a tough game on Sunday, so we just got to go out there and, you know, be ready to play.
I think their game ended 5 or 10 minutes early.
Oh, they got the advantage.